From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Battles between al-Qaeda-linked fighters and Syrian government forces killed 73 people in a village near Aleppo early today. The fighting, reported by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, allowed the militants to retake the village of Han Tuman, which is 15 kilometers southwest of Aleppo, along with several others nearby. The attack was carried out by a group of insurgents, which has refused recent efforts to de-escalate the crisis in Syria. Meantime, the United Nations is warning those responsible for such attacks, and specifically the bombing of a refugee camp near Idlib on Thursday, will be brought to justice.
Those responsible for yesterday's seemingly calculated attack against civilians in the camp in Idlib, which could constitute a war crime, must be held accountable.
Speaking there was UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric. Activists say two missiles hit the camp, killing at least 28. Baghdad went into complete lockdown for a time period on Friday, fearing a repeat of last week's turmoil when protesters stormed the fortified international zone, broke into parliament, and forced lawmakers to flee for their lives. The government set up concrete barriers around the city, and foreign embassies inside the international zone had visibly increased security. Routes were severed from the planned demonstration site of Tahrir Square in the east to the international zone in the west. Razor wire, concrete barriers, and police blocked some Baghdad streets. By late afternoon, however, the feared demonstrations had not materialized. U.S. military personnel are back on the ground in Yemen in an effort to help drive al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula from the port city of Mukalla. The Pentagon says a small group arrived in Yemen less than 2 weeks ago and is providing what's described as limited intelligence support. That support includes airborne surveillance and reconnaissance. This is VOA News.